over 40 in Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
We're here at Archive by Revolver, our usual stomping grounds. We're going to talk about Episode 7, Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
We're joining the rabble. Everyone and their dogs talking about Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Oh, no, that was so 3 weeks ago.
Dale, we're laggards, are we?
Give me your, hit me with your opinion.
I liked it.
Nuance?
It was, well, I don't think any movie could be as revolutionary for its time as the very first Star Wars movie that came out. So from that perspective, I didn't expect it to. But it was a good story. It had its problems, but I still enjoyed the hell out of it.
Revolutionary. Why was in 1977, when I was 13 years old, why was that revolutionary? Episode 4.
I think it was. It brought a whole lot of new things. It defined some new cinematography techniques that we'd never seen before. The story that it came out was had never been done quite that way before. Like it drew from a lot of movie history and a lot of other things, but it came out with something that for its day was completely new.
It was a great pastiche. It was a great synthesis, whatever you want to call it, of the hero story, of samurai movies, westerns, operas.
Yeah. And I thought they did a good job of honoring the original movie. Although one of my complaints was I think they did that a little bit too much.
History repeats itself.
Maybe. What did you think?
I really liked it until the villain, actor.
Are we spoiler free or are we spoiled?
Yeah, we're spoiled.
Okay, spoiled. We're spoiled. Good.
First world spoiled. spoiled.
You okay now, people? If you haven't seen it, turn it off. Come back later.
The girls actor, he plays
Rey. Yeah, Rey. I forget the actress's name.
So I thought he was really good until he took off his mask. I thought that was kind of
Kylo Ren or Ren Kylo or is the
sorry Ren?
Yeah,
Ren and Rey. Oh my gosh, R's. Ren. I thought when he took off his mask, it sort of I sort of lost my suspension of disbelief because then I realized it's that girl's guy.
He was one of the weaker links in my mind.
I thought he did a good job until then, and he probably did a good job afterwards, but I was so distracted by looking at his face and thinking about Girls, the series on HBO, that I kind of lost it. Like, yeah. I thought the woman protagonist was really good.
Rey, yeah. No, that was one of the good things that they did, bringing in, first, just a great character. And in this time and place where we are in history, making it a woman character I thought was awesome.
And much overdue.
Much overdue. Long, long overdue.
So have you watched it more than once?
I have not watched it more than once.
Did you watch it in 3D?
I watched it in 2D.
Oh, why is that?
It was just the circumstances of when I could see the screening. Although, 3D doesn't work really well for me, so it kind of annoys me paying that extra 3D tax. So I tend to prefer, and the glasses are a bit uncomfortable, but
right.
It doesn't work for me really well anyway, so.
I thought it was, not needed. In Avatar, I thought it was needed. There wasn't enough flying around, but there is a lot of flying around. But I don't know. Maybe they didn't take advantage of it in the flying around sequences. Like, it's really expensive to make 3D effects, isn't it?
No idea. But I am silent on that. I was just as happy to see it in 2D. The story worked just as well.
I think it's a very setting the foundations for the next few film. And there's a lot of holes left open. The threads have been unraveled. Would you agree with that? I think that there's a lot to be inferred or that was not disclosed that will come in the future.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Either that or their story writer, copywriter, showrunner, movie runner made a mistake and didn't close those things that they wanted to close. But I doubt that very much. This is a very calculated thing.
I have read so much stuff about that, about compromises and rejigs they did telling the story. And certainly there's some kind of holes if you start to think about it too much.
Right.
But I'm not so invested in that universe that I need to have all of that stuff make sense. Like, I'm in there. I paid my money. I enjoyed the story. Like, I was completely sucked in and emotionally involved with it. I cheered at the end, and that's all I need.
Right. Well, I being a parent now and when I saw the scenes about Han and Leia discussing their child, unexpectedly hit home for me. And loss, you know, I've lost a few people. These kind of things resonate with me more than ever. So that was a very sentimental moment for me. You know, and it's nice to see them, and having Luke at the end, and a lot of loose threads around Luke. I thought it was good. I thought it was a good movie. I don't think it's Cinema Paradiso, or what are my favorite movies? There's Cinema Paradiso or Princess Bride. I don't think it's as good as those two movies, but it is an enjoyable movie. It's well worth seeing. If you care about the cultural zeitgeist, the pop zeitgeist, like if you care about keeping track of pop culture, I think it's something you should see, even if you don't like science fiction or don't like Star Wars. But if you don't care, you can leave it. That's what I think. Yeah. What universes are you more invested in? You're alluding to the fact there might be some.
No, actually, not anymore.
At what point? At some point, you were, and what were they?
When I was growing up, I was really into the Star Trek thing, but I, for whatever reason, I don't get that fan involved in my stories
TNG,
anymore.
Space Nine.
I mean,
Voyager.
I enjoyed them all, but I'm not. I cannot cite, you know, verse and fact the deep universes.
No. And canon, you don't talk about canon?
I don't talk about canon. I don't read, like, the backstory novels, that kind of thing.
And I don't mean canon versus Nikon. No. I mean canonical, storyline, characters, timelines.
I think right now Game of Thrones is probably the universe I'm the most invested in. But even then, not so much.
I feel that I erred, and I should have read the books, or at least read the first book. I watched 4 seasons, and then I'm done with it. I feel that it's not. I don't know. There's a certain, shall I use the word, HBOification, where they have to throw in gratuitous stuff.
Yeah.
Is it HBO?
HBO.
Yeah. Same with Girls. Throw in gratuitous stuff, and that doesn't advance the plot. So. And, of course, in Star Wars, we have gratuitous stuff that doesn't advance the plot. Like, really? Do we have to have all these characters mentioned purely for the merchandising effect? Or with a brief camera scene, there's one brief camera scene, and all of a sudden you can sell a million of those dolls, you know, kind of thing. Like, I don't know. It's very...
And the gratuitous 3D stuff, although I don't think there was a lot of that in Star Wars, but there has been.
It's kind of like table stakes now. If you're going to have, like, blockbuster science fiction, then you need the blockbuster 3D. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if is it J.J. Abrams?
J.J. Abrams.
Would agree with us, if he could agree with us
confidentially. And that whole 3D thing is like a whole nother discussion.
I don't think
but to get back to the whole original character thing, I really liked the way they brought them into the plot to give us that touchstone. And a little bit to check in on where they were.
And I like the Stormtrooper guy. Amazing.
That actually, to me, that was one of the really awesome things, was the Stormtrooper guy changing sides. Like, that was great.
Yeah, and there's a lot of plot holes for that to be filled in.
Yeah.
Like, he's taken at birth. What does that mean? What is his history? What was his motivation? What will he become? Will he become a betrayer? Does he have a sense of the Force? There's a lot of questions to be answered. Does he have an intuitive sense of the Force? You don't have to be born into it and have your, what do they call that, mitochondrions?
Oh,
mitochondria,
God.
Whatever.
I hope we've just retconned that out completely, gone.
It's all about the retconning out. That's right, retrospectively fixing.
Yes.
Right, retconning, right? For those of you who aren't into the crazy universes that
I can't even remember exactly what it stands for, but yeah, retroactively changing. Or pretending something didn't happen.
All right, well, I'm off to see it again today in a couple hours. Maybe we'll do another one. Probably not.
Probably not.
From Archive.
Or not specifically.
Coffee in the heart of Gastown, in the crazy city of Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
This is over 40 in Vancouver, signing out. Ciao, tschüss.